Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Actually, you sound like the maniac.
All right, let's get into this puppy. I have a little, probably a two-minute test to see if you're actually a Christian. Now, this is mainly for MAGA people because there's a lot of people out there that, for some reason, they say they're Christian, but they're still supporting Donald Trump. Now, hey, you could be a total Christian and maybe be a little ignorant about how and who Donald Trump is. So this is a test that you can take. All you got to do is answer the questions. And then you can basically look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I really a Christian? So here we go. I would like you, well, you can do this two ways. You could watch the video or you can close your eyes and really get into it to find out if you are a Christian. All right, here we go. Here's the questions. I got these questions. I made them up. Thank you very much. Let's be serious about this. But let's imagine that you were going to church and you've been going to church for a while and you really enjoyed and you had a lot of respect for your preacher. Your preacher's a good guy. He's a holy guy. He has been with the church for quite a while. Let's say the preacher has been with the church since 2016. And then he's been running the church since then. He got ousted in 2020. All right, here we go. So the preacher has been in this church for a while. You respect him. You have a lot of praise for him. And he's a man of God, right? So then you're sitting on the pulpit, the bench, and you're thinking to yourself, am I a Christian? How do I find out if I am one? Let's take these questions and you answer them on a personal basis. Let's say you were in this church and your preacher was giving a sermon and you kind of were looking at your preacher and you asked yourself these questions. Would you want your preacher to be a convicted felon? That's question number one. Think long and hard about it. Do you want your preacher to be a convicted felon? How about, what if your preacher called people the N-word and it was documented? Would you still have respect for that preacher of the church? What if your preacher was up on stage and said he loves to grab women by the genitalia? Do you think he's a man of God? What about this preacher that insults women constantly and degrades them? What if this preacher was cheating on his pregnant wife? Is that a man of God? Do you respect him? What if he makes fun of the handicapped? When he goes out doing his sermons and he's imitating handicapped people? What if he constantly lies? What happens if every Sunday you go to his sermon and he's constantly lying about how great he is? Would you respect that man? Are you a Christian? What if he insults war heroes and constantly insults them? Even if your preacher didn't go to war and he actually came up with some medical problem to dodge the draft. So if you answer those questions, and if you say that you would not respect your preacher if he was a convicted felon and answered all the other questions, then you got to stop and think about, what if you do respect that preacher for everything that he has done based on those questions that I just asked you? Are you a good Christian? Are you somebody that you can look deep inside your own mind and lay down each night and says, you know what? I feel good about being a Christian because I respect the preacher that did all of that. Or are you the kind of Christian that's going to make excuses after excuse based on what that preacher is telling you? Well, now if you turn that around and you look at Donald Trump and you say, Donald Trump is a true Christian. Donald Trump knows verses in the Bible, which he doesn't. Donald Trump has yet to be able to say one verse from the Bible on any interview. He constantly says, that's my personal thing. Why would it be your personal thing? Most people like to share verses from the Bible with others to make them better people. Donald Trump does not know one verse in the Bible. But yet there's a lot of Christians in this country, in the United States, evangelicals, that constantly support this man based on everything that I had just told you. They continue to back him up. They continue to say that he is possibly the second coming. He is a man of God. He's Christian, just like me. Are you telling yourself that? Are you trying to convince yourself that? Can you lay down at night and say, yeah, I'm a Christian because I love everything Donald Trump does? Or are you making excuses and going to bed at night saying, you know what, I'm a hypocrite and so is he, and I shouldn't be honoring or even putting this guy anywhere near the Christian versus the Bible, God, Jesus? So if you continue to try to convince yourself that you are a Christian because you worship Donald Trump, you may have to think again. Thank you. That was my sermon. Wow. Maybe I'm Christian.
If you don't want to be found guilty of falsifying business records as a felony, you know, don't sleep with the porn star. Don't lie about it. Don't pay her off. Don't cover up the payoff.
All right, so much to say, so little time to do it. And it was the day after the verdict of the Donald Trump hush money trial. George Conway was on CNN, and boy, did he bring it home. Wow, did he bring it home. You got to see this.
Is this case really does capture Donald Trump in a way? It's where he started. He's been a criminal his entire life, and he cannot help himself. I mean, if you go out there and you see his son and him all claiming that they are the victims of them some mastermind scheme by President Biden. I mean, it's just silly and ridiculous, and Marco Rubio should be ashamed. I mean, if you don't want to be found guilty of falsifying business records as a felony, you know, don't sleep with the porn star. Don't lie about it. Don't pay her off. Don't cover up the payoff. Don't cover off the payoff in the middle of a presidential campaign where you're making an illegal contribution, and don't gross the guy up for taxes who used as the front man. If you don't want to be held liable for rape like Donald Trump has, don't grab the woman's genitalia. If you don't want to be held liable for defaming the woman that you raped, don't keep lying about what you did and calling her a nut job. If you don't want to be indicted for overthrowing the Constitution, don't start a self-coup. If you don't want to be indicted for stealing classified documents and obstructing justice, don't take the classified documents. When the government asks for it back, give them back. If the FBI serves you with a search warrant, don't hide the documents and don't lie about it, and don't have your lawyers lie about it. This isn't that hard. Donald Trump is not the victim here. Donald Trump does all of these things to himself. And I agree with David. I mean, once upon a time, the Republican Party was the party, not just of anti-hippies, but of personal responsibility and of law and order. What party? Where is that party? Here, no one's willing to hold, in the Republican Party, is willing to hold Donald Trump to account for his crimes. Crimes that aren't really even in dispute. And no one is willing to call him out. Instead, he's going to get the nomination. That's just insane, and it just shows the degree of moral rot we have on the conservative side of politics today.
Here's another good one. Lauren Boebert, she's going up for her seat again in local Colorado, and they had a local debate, and she's going up against her arch rival. He blew it out of the park. He called her on something that had her with a one-word answer that just... she might as well just have walked off that stage. This is so great.
Conservative. Well, I think the voters back home should know that a no-nonsense conservative should not have a failing liberty score. We have the Independent Institute who scores representatives for their legislative record. And if you are not voting how you campaign, well, then you get a negative impact. And I'm the only person.
You like to answer the question, or would you like to talk about liberty scores?
You
can answer the question, ma'am. It's okay.
Will.
So I asked a very specific question. Please answer.
One of my favorite pieces of legislation that has been signed signed into law is my Pueblo Jobs Act that creates at least 1,000 jobs in Pueblo, Colorado. We worked to incorporate the BRAC process. So nearly $7 billion in infrastructure would not be bulldozed and go to waste. But there are also many other pieces of legislation that I've passed through the House. And
it doesn't matter if it's passed through the House. If the president doesn't sign it, ma'am,
government, and I'm not
then
going to compromise my principles
passed.
To that's, just pass
that's
a
time.
Bill
that's time.
That
Thank
does
you very
not
much.
Honor.
I would give you one more opportunity if you would like to answer his question, which is the number of bills you've prime sponsored that have been signed by the president.
So my Pueblo Jobs Act has been signed into law.
A number, please.
That is one.
Got it.
I love it. Wow. That was an embarrassing smack. She should have just left right after that.